B104.3. Okay, it's time for a bonus Coffee with Kane.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, Scooters.
And we've had a lot of really great interviews lately, but I am waiting on the phone to ring for you to get to hear from Jeff Dunham, the comedian and ventriloquist. And he actually has a new show on Discovery called Jeff Dunham's The Cars That Drove Us. And I just want to share a little bit of the trailer with you.
It's just flat out badass.
I love Steak. Steak.
It's a DeLorean running Steak.
Oh my God, this is probably the coolest car I've ever seen.
But the story is even better. This is what driving is all about.
They were determined to be the number one sports car in America.
So that's the preview for the show. Jeff Dunham's The Cars That Drove Us. It's on Discovery, and we're just waiting for comedian, ventriloquist Jeff Dunham to be calling so that we can chat about his new show. Oh, here we go. B104, this is Audra.
Audra Kane is on the line. Audra, my dear, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Jeff Dunham. How great to have you on our show this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Audra. I appreciate it very much.
Listen, my family is very jealous because we've been watching Jeff for a very long time. They are big fans of Peanut. I have grown children that absolutely adore you, and my husband's very jealous. But I will tell you, you are hilarious. Everyone knows your ventriloquist act, but you're doing something a little bit different, and I was not expecting this when it came across my desk. I was like, oh, yes, Jeff Dunham's The Cars That Drove Us. Talk us through how you kind of, I know you probably didn't stumble into this. Was this your idea or did someone bring it to you?
Well, I started collecting cars back when the dummies, you know, started bringing me a little extra cash. And I was happy that I would got into a hobby that I could at least at the end of the day, either break even or make a little money, hopefully. But, you know, as most people know, investing in cars is a terrible, terrible idea. But so this all started with the collection, and it got to a point where we said, you know, this could be a car show, but let's come up with a car show that's different than any others and has some heart to it. And so that's what The Cars That Drove Us is about. It's about the story behind these iconic vehicles that we all have grown to love so much and or hate. And, you know, it's the people. And for this first season, we picked cars that there are still people around that had hands-on either building or designing or developing these vehicles. And we've got some amazing interviews. One of the most amazing interviews we got was Arnold Schwarzenegger, because a lot of people don't know it's thanks to him that Americans can drive Hummers. Because the Humvee was the military thing, and he saw it in the Gulf War and said, nah, we got to have these for the general, the public to be able to drive. So one of the greatest interviews was sitting down talking to Arnold, and he was able to tell the whole story from beginning to now of how he helped make the Hummer a part of our culture.
Oh, okay, I have a quick
question. And it's all the heart behind that.
Quick question. Did you know him before this interview? Did you know Arnold before that?
No, of course not. And I got to tell you, one of the most surreal moments of my life was sitting down, having breakfast, sitting next to Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know that sideways glance that he gives in a lot of the characters he plays?
Yes.
Where he looks sideways at you right before he kills somebody?
Yes.
Well, we're sitting at breakfast, and he would ask me a question, and then he'd start eating and let me answer the question, and he'd be looking at me sideways like that. I'm like, oh, great, the Terminator's getting ready to take me out. This is just great.
That's so fun. Okay, so that's how I feel when I get to talk to people for my show like you, because I'm thrilled to hear what you have to say. So that's not the only one, though. You've talked to other people, right? There's like 8 episodes.
Well, sure. There's 8 episodes, and each one, you know, there's very few stars like that. Except for Leno. Leno was very gracious to be interviewed about. You know, we asked him about a bunch of different vehicles that we're covering, and so Jay was great. And there's nobody more knowledgeable about the history of these cars and the technology and the specs. He is an encyclopedia, an endless encyclopedia of knowledge on vehicles. We did episodes on amazing cars, and I also have some really horrible cars. And if we get picked up for a second season, it's going to be fun to do, you know, the episode on the Gremlin that nobody cares about. But we'll say, how did that come about? How did the Pacer come about? What in the world?
Yeah.
You know,
my parents had a Pinto.
ZR1X.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. and you didn't get burnt up, because that was the big deal. You know, you rear-ended in a Pinto. Listen, and it could catch fire very easily.
My sister has been rear-ended so. 4 times in her life, and one of those was in the Pinto. And so, yeah, we survived. Oh. We survived her. So, well, okay. So
I saw a Pinto not long ago where they'd done some flames. They put flaming graphics on it, but they made it the flames backwards coming out of the trunk.
That's fantastic. Okay, so the info that I got says that Peanut Walter and Bubba J are part of this series. Is that right?
So, yeah. So what we do at the very beginning, I didn't want to have the dummies throughout, because this is a serious, not serious, it is somewhat serious. It's a legit car show. So I didn't want to put the dummies all in it. But what we do is, you remember back in the day when local car commercials or regional car commercials was a guy walking down the line of cars outside, pointing to the windshield saying, tonight we got a, you know, 1978, blah, 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 blah. So what we do in the very beginning of the show is we dress the set to look like that era. It's the Dunham Family Motors. And we dress the set to look like that era of that vehicle. I dress up like I'm in that era with a wig and the whole deal. And one of the dummies is with me, and we talk about that particular car walking down the line. And so that's where the dummies are in it. So it adds a little bit of humor. But also, and I know this is crazy, but we have some claymation in there, because there's certain scenes where we're talking about how this happened to that car and that happened to this car. Well, you know, we're not going to go and reenact that and make it look stupid. So we do it in claymation.
So I was going to say, listen, it's not that far back in the day, because I have been asked to do those TV car commercials, and I turned it down because I was like, no, I don't want people recognizing me. Yeah.
It's a little bit like doing mattress commercials. If you're doing mattress commercials, the career is over.
Yes. Yeah, no mattress commercials for me either. Although I did do one car commercial where I set the hood on fire with this chemical, and the owner's wife.
Oh, is it for like a paint seal?
Yes.
Is it for a paint seal or something?
Yes, for a local car dealership. And I could hear the owner's wife videoing in the background, and she's like, blow it out, blow it out, blow it out. I waited a little too long. Anyway, so, okay, you have
I want to do that commercial.
I laughed through the whole thing. I don't know if they used it for very long, but I laughed through the whole thing. Okay, I have one question. Really? How many cars do you have?
It's around 140. And I have three grown daughters. I have three grown daughters, and still to this day, they're not stupid. They'll ask me for something, you know, financially, and I'll be like, him and him, hon. And one of them just the other day said, Dad, how much is your car registration in total per year? I'm like, oh my gosh.
That is a total daddy-daughter moment right there. Well, Jeff Dunham, what a great pleasure to get to talk to you. You're just as funny as I had hoped you'd be. And just so that you know, we are true super fans. We have our Jeff Dunham collection of DVDs next to the television.
Well, thank you, Audra. And it is, don't date yourself by saying you have a collection of DVDs.
Listen, you stop it, mister. All right. Well, thanks so much for chatting with us today. Look forward to sharing the show with our listeners, and hope that you are enjoying everything that you're doing. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Audra. All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Well, that's so awesome. We are so lucky that we get to talk to people like Jeff Dunham, and I should have had him invite Peanut into the room so that we could all hear from Peanut.
Jeff Dunham.
Popcorn.
love Peanuts so much. Okay, so what a joy to get to talk to Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist and comedian. His new show is The Cars That Drove Us. And you can check that out on Discovery Now. There are 8 episodes. And I will share this broadcast and interview up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify as soon as possible. I'll get it up there quickly. But you can find the links for that on my page on our website. That's B104FM.com. And it is fueled by Scooters in Farmington.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, Scooters.
That's Coffee with Kane on Morning Go and B104.3.